Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. The Town of Los Gatos Historic Preservation Committee meeting of July 26, 2023 is now called to order. I am Barry Chuskin, Chair of the Committee, and I will now do a roll call. Vice Chair Burnett.
Here.
Planning Commissioner Raspy.
Here.
Committee Member Kay Roz.
Here.
And Committee Member Quintana.
Here.
Okay, all are present. Thank you and welcome. And I will now ask the staff to read the guidelines regarding public participation.
Thank you. The purpose of this meeting is to conduct the business of the town in an effective and efficient manner. For the benefit of the community, the Town of Los Gatos asks that you follow the town's meeting guidelines while attending town meetings and treat everyone with respect and dignity. This is done by following the meeting guidelines set forth in state law and town code. The town does not tolerate disruptive conduct, which includes but is not limited to addressing the committee without first being recognized, interrupting speakers, committee members, or town staff, continuing to speak after the allotted time has expired, failing to relinquish the microphone when directed to do so, repetitiously addressing the same subject. Town policy does not allow speakers to cede their commenting time to another speaker. Disruption of the meeting may result in a violation of Penal Code Section 403.
Thank you. Now we'll move on to verbal communications. So members of the public are welcome to address the committee on any matter that is not listed on the agenda at this time. To ensure that all the agenda items are heard, and unless we authorize additional time, this portion is limited to 30 minutes and no more than 3 minutes per speaker. In the event additional speakers are not able to be heard during this initial verbal communications portion, an additional verbal communications session will be open prior to adjournment. Is there any member of the public who wishes to speak on an item not on the agenda today? All right, thank you. We'll now move on to the consent calendar. Items appearing on the consent calendar are considered routine and will be approved in one motion. So unless there's separate discussion, we'll act simultaneously today. Any member of the committee or public may request to have an item removed from the consent calendar. Our consent calendar consists today of the approval of the minutes from June 28th, 2023.
Can I just?
Yeah.
I wasn't at the last meeting, but I listened to the tape recording and read the packet.
Great, thank you.
Chair, I'll move to approve the consent calendar as presented.
Any second?
I second it.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any object? Okay, the minutes are approved. And we will now move to the public hearing session of our meeting. So applicants and their representatives may be allotted up to a total of 5 minutes for opening statements. Members of the public have 3 minutes to comment on any public hearing item, and applicants and their representatives may be allotted a total of 3 minutes maximum for closing statements. Items requested or recommended for continuance are subject to the committee's consent at our meeting. The first item in the public hearing is
through the chair, we would like to recommend we switch the order of the items.
Sure.
Because we don't have the applicant here yet.
Okay. So we'll be moving to other business, which is item number 3 on the agenda. At the property at 385 Bella Vista Avenue. Is staff prepared to summarize that?
Yes. Good afternoon, committee members. Maria Chavarin, project planner for the property located at 385 Bella Vista Avenue. The property is zoned R18, or single-family residential zone. The item before you today is a continuance from the Historic Preservation Committee meeting of June 28, 2023. The applicant was directed to return to the committee to provide additional information as follows. Provide renderings showing a simulation of the proposed exterior alterations. Provide photos of the existing residence. Provide defined materials for the shutters and windows. The committee recommended wood material or materials similar to the appearance of wood and revised the plans to shorten the proposed arched canopy above the entry door, considered lowering the height and increasing the width of the canopy above the front door. And should the committee find merit in the request, a recommendation would be forwarded to the community development director and the project would be completed with a building permit. And this will conclude staff's presentation. I'm available for questions.
So is this a formal agenda item, or is this advisory? Are we giving comments now, or?
So this is an agenda item that we would do applicant presentation and the same process. There isn't, this is just recommendation to the to community development director. It's looking at this preliminarily, but if there is clear direction, then it may not return to the committee.
Okay.
Because it is just a building permit.
Okay. Any other questions of staff?
Yes. Do you have the original, the picture from the Bloomfield study and the magnifying glass? I would like to.
I came prepared for that.
I would like to look further at the roof line there,
sure,
with the arch over the front door.
Okay, so what we did is we worked on the Bloomfield survey, and we were able to zoom in to the.
The forensic department.
Yes, that's how I feel right now. But here you go. And so that was one of the best pictures, and you're looking at this right here. That was one of the best pictures that we could work with. That I guess I could provide this as well. This is similar to that, but the contrast is different.
Hmm. That's different than when we. Oh, I see. Was that in the roof line? Was that the little picture at the?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can we pass it down so that all of the members have a chance to see the same?
And for some context, just
yes,
in working with Maria on this, that photo, so this is the plan from 1995, which this was the proposed condition. That photo reflects the existing condition in 95, because that photo was taken in 89. And what you'll see, if I may, is that that arched window is this window here. This window that you're seeing on the side is a side view of this bay. And this arched entry is where the primary entry used to be. It was inset into the building. So that arched entry didn't have a door in it. You walked in through the door. The 1995 plan moved the entry here and replaced this arch entry. They infilled this area here, put another arched window there, and then moved the door over to where it is today. So looking at this, this is where the entry used to be, under an arch into an inset area of the building that they filled in 95. Mm. So when the applicant has said that there used to be an arched entry there, this is the evidence of that arched entry, and this is kind of the evolution of the building which gets us to where we are today.
That's what I thought.
Super helpful.
Yeah. Yeah, so the door was inset, and it was like had.
It's like a little alcove.
It's more like a little alcove.
So the new canopy is sort of replicating that.
At least the roofline portion.
Yeah. Actually, I was very confused because I thought they were talking about this side entry that the confusion was with.
It was confusing, but after talking further, then we were able to understand.
Yeah, and
I
think I figured that out.
Very helpful. Thanks, guys.
Took a long time,
that's
but
a lot.
I did.
I appreciate that. All right, any other questions of staff? Okay, with the applicant present, I think you are. Please feel free to join us at the table.
Sure. So you are able to blow up that little picture, wow.
Careful.
Took a picture with my phone. And then messed with the contrast.
Wow.
Interesting.
So do you guys want to comment on?
No, so we did. I apologize, I wasn't at the last meeting because I was out of the country.
Sorry to interrupt, but if you would say
yes,
your name just so we have it for the recording.
Oh, yes, Jimmy Turner.
Thank you.
I live here in Los Gatos, but I'm the designer and then owner's rep. This is Tony Masterson.
Tony Masterson.
So we looked at your comments, and then from that feedback about the archway being too tall and too narrow was good feedback, so we actually lowered it and kind of widened it to be more proportional, and that shows better in the 3D model too, you can tell. And then the windows, that's easy. We're actually prefer the windows that look more like wood windows, so the muttons are actually have a profile to them, not hidden inside the glass. Part of the problem with the existing house is that the facade is very flat. Like the windows are flush with the stucco, so we're trying to create that those shadow lines and give it some depth and just get away from that flatness of the stucco. So the shutters, the trim around the windows, some of the shadow lines, the ornamentation that we're trying to create, just to give some shadow lines so it's not so flat. And then introducing the arched windows with those two little windows that you see, those are actually bathroom windows, but just to add some more interest to that as well. To kind of bring back that kind of Spanish, it's like a Spanish eclectic style. It's kind of a hybrid of a bunch of styles, but the one that's most prominent, I think, is probably the Spanish eclectic.
Okay. Does the committee have questions for the applicant? Questions, comments, thoughts?
I'll start. First of all, I always love it when applicants come and they listen. It's clear you listened to our first round of comments and incorporated those changes, so thank you so much for doing it. I generally like your changes in response to what we've done, and now that we've seen what the original was, I understand the alcove situation better, and I don't think it would be appropriate to recreate in entirety the alcove. That would look, because you'd have to create walls jutting out from the face of your thing. So I think creating the roof, arched roof, which is not but modified, and I like the supporting side brackets. I think that adds a little bit of the flavor of still a distinct area. So I think the changes that you made are appropriate. And again, thanks for listening to our first round of comments.
Oh, I'm making a couple comments. So, you know, driving down the street and seeing the original design of the house, and you look at, what is it, 240 and 222 Bella Vista, you actually get a feeling of what this house, I don't know if you're familiar with those homes,
mm-hmm.
but they have the arched windows, they're mm-hmm. sort of reset, they don't have shutters, they don't have this roof line arch art here. And so I'm sort of feeling that I'd actually like it to have more of the feelings of those homes rather than the style that you presented. Plus the foam window, the foam, what is it? Stucco covered foam trim.
Yeah, that's a mistake. We need to change that detail. That was an incorrect note on the plan. So that detail will change.
And then metal clad is sort of a not terrific in the guidelines either. I mean, I would go more like for a vinyl clad, but metal.
Oh, for the windows, mm-hmm. vinyl clad.
I mean, that's one of the more.
As long as it's a wood reproduction, I think.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
So, but for me, the design. You know, I'm just one person here. It's sort of not working for me. I think it's sort of a mixture. I think I would take away the shutters. I think I would maybe. I still am not really this roof, this arch. It just for me it doesn't work. I think the front could be much. I would actually like to see it sort of go back with the feeling of what it looked like originally, not moving the door, but having more of a. So those are just my comments.
Sure. Okay. Thanks, Susan.
Thanks.
Lee, Martha, any questions or comments for the applicant? And then we can discuss it as a committee after.
I wasn't at the last meeting, so I didn't see. I read the package, but I didn't. I read the notes, actually, that you gave us for this meeting, but I didn't read the package from the last meeting, so I didn't see the photos, but I actually really love this design, and I think it's like a great improvement over what's currently there.
It's definitely a big
and
improvement.
I think you're probably going to up the game in the neighborhood. Maybe some of the other houses will feel like they need to make some exterior improvements. I this little canopy thing, I like it, but it kind of bothers me still. It almost seems like it should be lower, like under the roof line, but I don't know. That's just maybe a personal preference or something.
I don't think we wouldn't have room to do that, though, because of the height of the door.
Okay. Because
the door is like right at the header. Because it's kind of a low pitched roof.
Is it
and pretty
only like 7 feet high or something?
It's 8 feet high, but we couldn't lower it any lower.
Yeah.
What we were trying to do, too, I forgot to mention, is that right now, there's a side entry that got installed in like the 90s or whatever it was.
95.
Yeah. And so now, people struggle to see, like, where's the front door? Which door should I go into? So now we're making this area much more prominent. We're opening it up visually so that it's very clear that this is the front door now. Because right now it's kind of secondary. It's hidden behind gates and everything. You can see from the new fence lines that we're putting into that we're going to lower the fence and try to create that visibility
are
more prominent.
Tile here?
That is a glass block to the basement.
Oh, okay. So. I thought it maybe it was like decorative Spanish tile or something. Because I was wondering
if that would be cool.
If you could put it around the door somehow.
Right. I mean, there may be something we could do in the arched windows in between the trim and the window. If we have that offset, it could be kind of interesting to do something there. Maybe.
Sure.
It definitely, to me, has like a modern flair to it, which is my personal taste, but I can imagine it would look good also with like a red tile roof or something like that.
Yes.
But I know they're expensive, well, and maybe that's not the intent you want.
I think that's in the works probably for the future.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll redo the roof at some point,
yeah.
But yeah, that's probably outside our budget currently.
And I was just wondering, have you considered staining the shutters instead of painting them? Or was the paint...
No, paint's just lower maintenance over time. So that's, but yeah, they could be. You could use a solid stain and still get a good 7 years out of them. So.
Okay, Lee, any?
I have a lot to say.
Okay, go for it.
I guess first of all, I would say that I don't think the shutters fit at all. I couldn't find. I went through on my computer trying to find examples of Spanish eclectic or Spanish revival, and I think I found one example of a building that had shutters around one window, and that was all. So to me, they don't seem to fit. The other thing that I noticed on many of these is that windows tended to be a little bit recessed, and doorways tended to be recessed, even if it was just one step in and then arched. So I like the arched door, and I wish you would use the door that you have on the side of the house.
That was, we're pretty sure that was the
front
door.
It was original.
Yeah,
yeah, and that's
that
little
window.
I mean,
if you look at
the
door, it's an ancient
metal
door.
Yeah.
It's been refinished.
Yeah. Is that what you're planning to do, to put that in the front?
Well, we were thinking of putting a round top door, and the thought did occur to us to reuse that door, but we'll have to buy a new door no matter what. So it really just depends which one is which.
Well, the front is so much more prominent than the side. It took me a while.
It will
to
be.
Even,
right now,
even
it's not
see,
as prominent.
Yeah,
yeah.
Even see the side.
Right.
So the front door is going to be much more prominent. So I would suggest that that door be moved to the front. I mean, it even has that sort of little grid on it, like this example.
Right, right.
Yeah. And
that's right.
The other thing is the roof line. Now, this one, I don't know whether the roof lines are flat. I didn't see anything that had that kind of an arch.
Yeah.
Over it.
This is a hybrid design for in the 40s. it's not pure.
For me, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But
we would much rather have a steeper pitch roof, but it's just at this point, we're just trying to focus on what we can fit in our budget.
Well, I guess you're not doing redoing the roof, but could you extend that portion of the roof just over the door as sort of a little bit of a canopy, but not. An arch, which I don't feel works with the architecture. The other thing was that, like I said, all the I would recommend no shutters and taking away that arch totally. I really like the addition of the arched smaller windows with the detail around them, which makes them seem to be recessed.
Great. So that worked. Good.
That's something good to say. And I would love to see the door, if you could just recess it just a little bit so that it...
Yeah, unfortunately we can't do that because the reason that that style, like a pure Spanish style house is inset is they have thicker walls. And so you have to almost create a whole other wall in order to push the windows in order to push the door in. And we just don't have, we don't have that thick wall like you would have. If you built that style from scratch, you would have a thicker exterior wall. So that you could, because I love that too. I love when the windows are punched in, you get a nice thick shadow line. But this existing house just doesn't have that opportunity to do that. That's why I was trying to create those, that ornamentation, to create those shadow lines and break it up as much as possible.
One of the things that I read as characteristics of Spanish eclectic is very little ornamentation.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that the ornamentation on a Spanish eclectic house is the windows and the doors,
mm-hmm.
you know, but not adding to.
Yeah, and I think that's what this is. It's just around the window, okay. That ornamentation. That's the only ornamentation. Yeah.
And I also found that the three windows together with them being all paned was a little busy. And if you could take out some of those grids so that it was, you know, sort of followed the gridding pattern of the rounded windows, which I think just has two grids instead of a series of grids.
Okay.
Or separate them.
Yeah, maybe there's a way to put a pillar in the middle of them, like just so they're not run on of windows, which the window company can do that for sure. We can add like a 3-inch pillar so it breaks it up more. So it's not like a wall, flat wall of windows. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Great. Thanks.
All right. Any other questions?
Oh, I just have one question. Did you bring a sample of the windows?
No. I'm sorry. I didn't know we were supposed to. We wouldn't have that yet.
We weren't necessarily supposed to, but that's something we've been kind of talking about, being able to see those kind of different samples and see how they play out.
When it's new material, that can sometimes be helpful to see what it will look like in person, but no, it's not something that's required.
Not required, just so nice to have. All right, great. You can return to your seats.
We'll
talk amongst ourselves with your present.
All right.
Is
there discussion?
Yeah, do we have discussion now, or do we already give our input?
Well, I think are we going to vote?
So this is a preliminary review, and just to back up a little bit, preliminary reviews previously would come back when they were just a building permit. You would normally have the preliminary, and then we'd bring the building permit back.
Right.
What we were seeing, this is years ago, is that there wasn't a lot of changes, so we started not bringing them back as long as the majority opinion of the board was put into the building permit plans, staff would not bring them back. So that's why we say we typically don't bring it back. The discussion point here is there wouldn't be a vote here because it's a preliminary review. It's on the other business part of the calendar. The point of the discussion here is to try and find a majority opinion on suggestions to the applicant. We heard a lot of different things and a lot of differing opinions. And should the committee want to see it when it submits for the building permit, that can be part of your suggestion, and staff could bring it back. Typically we don't, but that's if we see substantial conformance to your direction.
Yeah, but I think there was a lot of direction. It wasn't all the same.
Right, and that may be a challenge here is finding that majority voice.
Anyone care to try to synthesize? I mean, because you had some strong views, Lee, you had some strong views, Steve, not too many. How would we want to try to synthesize it?
I'm not sure there's a, at least I think on the shutter and the canopy over the door, I think we're divided into two camps. So I'm not sure there is a synthesis here. I mean, my only other additional comment is, I think, again, as historic preservation, it's our job to try to preserve historic structures and help them wherever possible to go back to their historic roots. I think this design isn't pure historic, but it moves it in the direct where it sits currently is not historic. It's been redone. It's lost a lot of its Spanish eclectic architecture, the squared off doors, the loss of the entranceway, the rest of it. It's not currently Spanish eclectic. This design we're looking at is also not a Spanish eclectic, but I think it moves the ball towards that direction. And I don't think it's necessarily our job to make the applicant go all the way to what it was originally. I think it tends towards that direction as much as the applicant has wanted to go. We've provided some comment, and I think that's probably where we should be. But that's my thought.
I mean, it sounds like also removal of shutters was an idea that you, Susan, and Lee both had. Less windows, more, I don't know what the right word is, but putting that divider in them and making them look less like a series of three windows. I think, again, opinions divided on the question of what to do with the arch. There's some desire to eliminate the arch or do something a little different. So I don't know. I guess if you guys want to talk about it a little bit more, you want to come back, because I'd like to try to give some clear direction. And I don't know if those points are difficult ones for you or ones you object to, and you may not want to answer right on the spot. But if removing the shutters, for example, is an easy one for you, that'd be...
Yeah, my wife wanted the shutters. I actually didn't, so but there was a division in our house too.
We helped you out today.
We don't want to stay in the middle of this.
Right.
We don't do marital.
That's a different committee.
They weren't on the original design either. They got added. So.
Oh, they were?
Yeah. No, well, the original one that I showed them.
Yeah, and they looked awkward to me because the window ledge in front ended, and then the shutters extended beyond them. It did just.
So part of the reason why the shutters were even thought of was the house prior to 95 did have shutters. That picture, if you look at the 89 picture, has shutters. Not this one.
But
there's another one.
It probably didn't originally, but it got added in the 80s or something.
Yeah. So somewhere along the way.
I think you guys considering removing them would be helpful. But
okay. Yeah.
I actually disagree. I think the shutters add a lot to this house, and I don't think that they're completely unheard of. I think it makes it look a lot nicer, and I agree with you with adding like some dimension instead of it just, that's like a huge surface area that, if it doesn't have some other kind of detail around the window, which a lot of these houses would have had or been recessed, I think it adds something.
It is a big flat facade when you take the shutters off.
Like right, that's the main issue my wife
pictures,
had. She wanted
yeah,
it not to be
there.
So plain.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Can I
ask? Yeah, please.
Is there any other way you could do this arch? You know, I've seen sometimes like a, you know, really nice houses have like a not a canopy, but it's on posts and it's an awning.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that very attractive on some very upscale homes. And I don't know if that would be something. For me, this arch just, you know, you look at this and, okay, you know, it probably could be okay, but for some reason my eye goes right to that. And it just doesn't seem to work. But, you know, that's my opinion. So I'm thinking, is there any other kind of option? Did your wife suggest it?
Well, we all like the arch you know, just like you said, it drew your eye to it. That's the goal is, that's the front door.
Oh, I see.
Because right now people don't see it because it's just like a flat door on a flat surface.
How high is it above the roof line? How high does it go above the fence?
That too. Yes. I have to look it up exactly, but it probably sits about 3 feet above.
Three feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is still lower than the hip of the roof. So when you're looking at it from the ground, because that's kind of a bird's eye view, it doesn't feel like it's sticking up above as much because you see the roof behind it. And I think eventually once it gets re-roofed with the clay tile roof, which is what they really would want to do in the future, that whole thing will tie together then.
Right.
Much better. Because that clay tile roof will then go over that arch as well.
Well, we'd make the roof taller. It's very kind of flat almost.
Yeah.
Oh, see, and that could help.
Right.
Yes, it would definitely help.
If it had a taller roof, that wouldn't be so...
So obvious like that.
Yeah.
So, like,
it's a very low pitch roof right now,
So, go ahead.
But a low pitch roof is one of the elements of the style.
Not this low. This is like
not
a...
this low?
Yeah, this is a 3 and 12, which is really low. Those are more like 5 and 12. And so not quite 8. It's probably like 5 or 6 and 12.
Do you have any other suggestion for the, I don't have the right picture out, can I remember this? For, I like the fact that there's detail from the area where the shutters are, but not the shutters. Is there a way to get that same broad feel?
Probably, yeah. We could do it with that, a similar idea that we're doing around the arch windows.
Something like that. Add a little depth to it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just listening to this discussion and listening to the disparate views here, which is not the easiest thing for you to kind of absorb. I don't see how this can't come back to us again in trying to synthesize this input and trying to create the almost perfect. And it doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to satisfy every single view here. But I think to come back and try to satisfy the majority of the views that have been expressed.
Yeah, that would be an option. Another thing that could be considered, since there are several discrete kind of topics that we're covering here, is doing a straw poll of the committee members on each of those topics to see if we could get a majority direction on each of the individual pieces. The shutters, the windows, the door entry, something like that. So it's up to the committee as to what you want to do, but that is another option.
We can do, I think we've had, hopefully we've had enough discussion, maybe we can do a quick straw poll on shutters. Let's just try that first.
Mm-hmm.
So who wants to eliminate the shutters? Two, and who wants to keep them the way they are? So that goes in favor, right? Did I get that right? That goes in favor of leaving.
I think there was, yes. So there also was a third option that was just being discussed, the idea of removing the shutters and replacing them with some other detail around the windows. So I don't know if that affects.
Yeah, okay, let's try to reformulate. Let me reformulate my straw poll. How about removing the shutters but replacing them with some detail maybe comparable to the one you put around the arch windows or something to create some, I guess, depth or some detail of that. So who would be in favor of removing them and replacing them as such, or changing the detail as such?
So you've got a few options.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And who wants to leave them the way they are?
In the right, yes.
Yeah, okay. So we shifted. That didn't help you that much. But it did give you a pathway to change them. What other issues? The archway? I guess, what are our options on the archway?
I have a question about the porch.
Just let's just talk about the archway just first.
Well, I guess the archway and porch.
Go ahead.
Is the porch... Does it have an intended use that you can sit out there and use the porch, like watch the neighborhood go by?
Well, the problem is that the back porch, we have a deck, and the sun in the afternoon is really hot, mm-hmm. and it's much cooler on the front porch, okay. So we sometimes sit out there today.
I personally feel like that would, if you want it for that intended use, that it limits architecturally what you can... Like what you've proposed allows you to use it that way, and maybe something else that has a bigger structure to it that is proud of the wall
would
is
reduce
going
that
to
area,
reduce
right.
the area there, and then you can't the functionality of the front porch.
How far out is that projection? Yeah, right now.
The projection. The arch, I believe it's three and a half feet. Probably.
No, but I mean this porch itself is how, what are the dimensions of the porch?
Probably, the inside is probably 8 feet deep.
Yeah. I'm saying if they were to build
like put columns or something,
something that came out, I don't know, like in these pictures, like something more like a riff on something like this.
Right.
It would
limit the room.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to use it as like a seating area.
Mm-hmm.
But
we were trying to create that feeling though, so a place where you can hang a lantern or something over the door mm-hmm. too, and create that mm-hmm. entry place, some cover from the rain in the wintertime.
What about one of those, something like that, I don't think that necessarily limits the use of it if you...
If it comes out this way into the porch area, you have less room here for chairs or
maybe
something.
Maybe you guys can, is that something, maybe there is a way to work that idea?
Yeah. It just, yeah, it couldn't be that deep.
No.
Yeah.
Lee, did you want to suggest something?
I'm just thinking off the top of my head, I don't know if I'm right or not, but could you put just something that comes out from just below the roof line out over the door, just, you know, a foot or so or whatever, to give it a change or, I don't know the right words to use.
You mean the little shed roof, is that what you're saying?
On the canopy, you think?
Yeah, and instead of having brackets, that you could put two different, you know, the lights on both sides, which is very typical, so it would...
The brackets, I think, are the one thing that actually is Spanish eclectic on the house.
I agree.
So I hate to lose those.
Yeah, okay, so, but you could... Could you move them? I don't know, something where the lights could be on the side so you could have a smaller projection and still get something covering the door.
I mean, there's something we could do for sure.
I'm sympathetic to that because my back door doesn't have one.
Oh.
Any projection.
Oh, yeah.
It would be nice.
So yeah, this one's, I'll try to see if I can do straw poll this one, but I'm a little skittish now. So we might be, because I think the choices are, you know, as is, or something different that tries to be responsive to some of the comments we made. Not a perfect choice, but at least who's in favor of leaving it as is?
As currently proposed.
Yes. And who would like it changed to something different, too? So I think you generally see that we're in favor of leaving it as is, but if there's something you can do to, you know, try to incorporate those comments, that'd be helpful. Were there any other major points that we had? We talked about the wind. Sorry about the wind. Go ahead.
You talked about the triple bank.
Yeah, the windows and putting a divider in it. If that seems like something you're open to, I think that would.
Absolutely.
I don't think you need to straw poll that. Right? Any objections? Okay. So I think those are the key topics. Enough clear direction there?
Absolutely.
Sean?
And we did talk about
the windows. Yeah, Sean.
And
so
we did talk about the windows, too.
Yeah.
What I heard through this straw poll was to, regarding the shutters, was to keep them, was the majority opinion, or swap for something with a detail to provide depth.
Yep.
Both of those reached a majority of opinion. Relative to the arched entry, the majority was to leave it as proposed, but the committee gave some feedback, so that's kind of up to the designer whether he wants to and the owner to change it. And with the triple banks of windows, to add some sort of vertical element dividing them, which will also help add some depth.
Mm-hmm. I think, and we talked about the...
We talked about the window, kind of window.
Yes,
true.
It would look.
We already gave that feedback. That was not controversial. No straw poll needed for that. I think that more or less does it. You feel like you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, thanks for
your patience and listening to us.
Thank you.
Thanks for all the comments. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Great. Okay, now we're going to move backwards on the agenda to item number 292, Fairview Plaza. That is Ryan arriving just in time on the scene.
Made it.
All right.
Good afternoon. Thank you. So for today is an additional request, something that we saw last month, or at least that we saw last month. This is a request for exterior alterations to an existing multifamily residence located in the Fairview Plaza Historic District. The project was reviewed, as mentioned, last month. However, the applicant was not present to answer questions, and the application was denied without prejudice, noting that the single pane glass door is too contemporary for the property, and the carriage-style garage door does not complement the design of the existing buildings on site. As a quick summary of the property, there is an existing historic single-family residence in the front, which is why the property is within a historic district, even though the back multifamily building is not technically historic by date, since it is in a district, everything on the property contributes to the district, and therefore that's why we're before HBC today. So basically the applicant's come back and provided more options and is here to answer questions, and I'm sure is open to feedback as well.
Just one second.
So that concludes staff's presentation. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Great. Does the committee have any questions of the staff?
I have a question.
Yes?
Sure. Do you see the structure from the street?
No. You'd have to walk a little bit onto the driveway to see that side.
So you'd be on their personal property to do that?
Mm-hmm. And then the rear doors, you wouldn't see until you walk all the way around the back of the building.
So it's not this door that is in question?
No. So
it's these garage
doors. Those
two
garage
doors
on
the
and then
on
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions of staff? Okay, please join us.
Yeah, first off, thanks all for being here. I haven't gone through this before, so I thought you meet internally, but now I'm here, so appreciate your time. The gist of it is that right now there's a Victorian in front that original, built in 1908. The garages that you see there is the garages and the triplex in the back were an addition in, I think, the 50s or 60s. And the two things that I was here today for was, number one, the garages are just open right now, so we wanted to just put a garage door on. Last time I'd actually researched like what garage doors go well architecturally with Victorians, and a lot of forums said the carriage style doors. I don't personally like those, but that's why I submitted the carriage style last month. But totally open to any and all garage doors. I brought a couple examples. The one next door has just a plain, eight panel, like you usually see. And then a couple on Fairview on the street have this style, which I think would be my preference, where it just has like windows at the top. They have different options, some with grids, like the Stockton style. The garage company that I engaged recommended, the kind of the square windows at the top to go with that style, or carriage style. But I told them that carriage is, doesn't work. So I brought a few options. Again, at the very least, that we're just trying to get it enclosed, so it's like a proper garage. It's like a garage without a door. So at the very least, we'd be fine with a plain one, certainly open to any suggestions. And I had essentially brought a few different styles of, the Sherwood, Stockton, Stockbridge, and plain light. I think my preference would be plain light. It's just kind of, matches next door, but has a couple windows at the top. And all of the doors in the front have like the square shaker style. So I thought it would go well to have the squares, and then at the very least just the plain one matches the garage next door at the adjacent property. And there's a couple carriage style ones that are on the street, but I actually am not a fan of that style, so I'm glad you didn't like it as well. So
if you can state your name, we've got a recording.
Yes, this is David Katz.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I was on closing the garage doors. The other item was just at the very back of the property. There's a backyard that currently is disconnected from the back downstairs unit. So my plan was to just cut a door, and we have it in our plans that we submitted. But they said, hey, we need to get approval from HBC to actually have that in. So we took it out of our plans. It leads into a private backyard. It's completely not visible from the street, and this is the structure that was from the 50s or 60s. And so my thought was to, I suppose it could be a regular door, but I thought it would be nice for natural light to have, the full light would be my preference for natural light. And again, that square shaker style also kind of complements the front. And it would also tie in well with the square, style with the windows at the front here. I believe the comment, this is like slightly different than the contemporary one that I submitted last time, but it's more or less the same, with just square trim and then just a window. And this is off of the kitchen to the backyard and off of the bedroom to the backyard. It's a private backyard. No one else can really see into it. There's an HOA community on the back side, but they're like down below. So there's not even, they wouldn't even see it from there because of the topography. It's kind of like sloped like that. The only, yeah, I guess really it would only be, no one would see it from the street or from the neighborhood. The other options that I did bring would be to have the, having like a grid at the top versus having, this is called a half light, versus having the half light with no grid. And then this was the original one that I had submitted. So that was kind of my thought, is that the in general, the square style, this would be, I think, my preference is essentially this, the full light door and the windows at the top with all the squares. In my opinion, it kind of ties nicely with the front doors that all have the old like square with a couple, you know, there are the original doors, which are beautiful. Yeah, this would also complement the new doors that we're putting in the back unit, which were just going to be your, you know, standard, you know, like four squares and then a window for the front door. So yeah, I thought it would complement nicely. I'm totally open to any suggestions. The outcome that I'm hoping for is to be able to turn the window into a door, to actually have direct access to that private backyard instead of the tenant needing to come around. And then secondly, to, you know, just enclose the garages, whether it has a window or not, like the one next door, just so that we can actually, you know, park a car in there or use it as, you know, have it as a garage instead of just, right now, just people just put junk, you know, that's just been accumulated. So yeah, any initial thoughts or questions on that?
So just to clarify, the back of the building, you want to put doors, a door?
Yes.
A door on each?
Yes.
Okay. And then you just mentioned something about changing the front doors. Is it front doors on this building? You said some, or were you talking still about this?
I think you mentioned matching the front doors.
Oh, yeah, matching the front doors, exactly.
And what are the front doors like again, did you say?
Currently, they have like the squares. You know, it's like they have like the four squares at the bottom, and then a window at the top, a half light window.
On this building?
In the back, yeah. And then the front is just all wood, with a big square base panel.
And I've seen that. Do you have a picture of that?
I can actually pull it up. Let me see if I can see. But yeah, the front doors were not changing anyways, and those just had the I think the word is shaker style, with like the square. Let me see if I can pull it. Yeah, they're like the original Victorian doors, and have essentially they're square instead of rounded.
You mean on this building?
In the front building.
In the front, that. Oh, yeah. The half. Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just trying to match like the back, sure, because it's like the front's really nice Victorian, and the back is just your standard like two-story, you know, walk-up apartment.
I was confused. I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
So I think my thought was it would tie together with just generally going with the square, you know, square over rounded or circle, and then for what it's worth, it in terms of the interior remodel. We're also putting shaker style cabinets, so this would match very nicely with the interior model, which isn't, I know that's not part of HPC, and you know, but for what it's worth, it would match with the kitchen cabinets as well.
Lee?
Yeah?
I'm confused. What is this an example of?
This was the one last example would be to just put a regular slider door, in which case we would have to put in a new header. Unless you're
in, are we talking both the kitchen and the bedroom?
Yes. It's a very small, like 600 square foot two bedroom. So it feels very small. And so my thought is by adding a door to the backyard, it would live larger and feel larger and allow in a lot more natural light. So this option, if you preferred it, totally open to it, but this is like your standard 6 foot wide with a slider, just your standard patio door. Whereas for these options, it's just a regular 36-inch door that just opens out. It's just an outswing, so we don't need to put any new header or anything like that. But this is, I suppose, an option too. It'll allow more light and widen it up, but it's just a little more, you know, work and have to put in a new header.
I'll go ahead. So first of all, thanks again for coming, for letting us plenty of choices. You may regret that, actually.
But, so I feel a strong pull.
And you've got kind of a, I love your neighborhood, I love your building. It's a little bit of an oddball in that you've got almost two buildings merged together, right. And so it's, you're not going to find anything that works particularly great for both, I think. But you can't get too outlandish in either direction. So my sense is, for the door, I would, I think, like to see, the full light doesn't work for me. I understand why you would want that, but to me it almost goes a little too far into the modern, pulls you away from the Victorian or the colonial revival, whatever you want to call it. And so to me, I think either the half light works, I think, best for me, either the no paint or paint. And then the garage door to match, either the Stockbridge or the plain light. I think those together kind of find a nice middle ground between what you've got in the front, what you've got in the back, and creates a kind of cohesive whole. But that's, I think that's what works, as opposed to kind of a whole plain light. I think it's just a little too modern. Even though I love the light coming in too, I think it just, for that building, it's tough.
Yeah.
I have an opinion.
Go ahead, Martha.
I think since you cannot see this from the street, I totally agree with the double doors. And I think for people's quality of life, having a lot more light inside the building is really nice. And this building obviously did not go through historic preservation. And I think if anything, to make this nicer, if at some point you could do upgrades, would be to do like casing to match, you know, some simple white casing around the windows and around the garage opening that match this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would make a huge difference. But I think you should be allowed to do any type of door you like in the backyard.
Yeah,
I think that garage door is fine that you like too. A great improvement over nothing at all.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's tricky. It is a tricky situation because of the disparity between the age of the properties and the type of properties. Tempting for us to want you to create a Victorian, you know, in the back, garage in the back, but I don't think that's within our purview. So I'm pretty comfortable with your choices. The fact that it's not visible, I don't really have a big, strong objection. Lee, did you have something else to add?
Yeah, I agree with your garage door because the windows elsewhere don't have all those multi panes. I sort of feel the same way about the door in the kitchen and the back door. I'm sort of a hybrid from what you said. I would go with the, what is it called, half light patio door, but without any grid in the kitchen, and maybe as a compromise, the sliding door in the bedroom.
Anybody?
No.
Any comments? Fine with, I mean, that's fine. That's fine. Or Martha, you wanted to add something?
No, I still think that I would just agree with a full light. Like, that's, I think, the thing that's going to make like a huge difference for the people living inside the house. And it is not a historic building, and it's, you can't turn like a dog into a cat. Like, it's just such a completely different structure. Unless you're doing some major overhaul on that building, it's not going to be a Victorian building.
So could you put your choices up here so we can just look at the ones you, the ones?
These are actually the same as the ones.
No, just the ones that you want.
Oh.
Just 1 second. Make sure we're looking at what you prefer.
Yes. So this is the plain light with the two windows at the top. And this is the full light
door.
The full light door.
And that's how you prefer. For both doors, that's how you prefer to go?
Yes. Okay. Either way, we're going to have both doors match. just for congruity.
Let's just get a few more comments, and then I'm going to try to make a, try to see if we can get a motion to approve for what he said. Go ahead, Susan.
Okay, thank you. So I agree with Commissioner Raspi, because I feel that if at any time you go and put the casings around the windows, I think the slope would be better for the garage door, and the other doors, it would fit in general with the building better.
What are you saying, Susan? I'm sorry, that these you don't like, you don't
like
it.
I like the...
We're all good on your garage door.
And then...
the half-light.
Commissioner Raspi's half-light. And then, at, like I say, if you do change any of the casings around the windows there, it could actually be a little more compatible with the...
Okay. So can we just...
Yeah, you have that. Can I have this one?
Yeah, okay. It sounds like the committee, just one second, Lee, if I hear what everyone's saying, there's sort of, the straw poll tells me there's sort of three votes for this with this garage door. I think that's what you said, you and Martha. I mean, and Lee, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm wondering, is there an alternative to this one where the bottom of the door is more like, I'm saying something and I didn't notice what the front door looked like. I'm looking at my own back door, which is a wooden door, it was specially milled. I don't know if it could be duplicated otherwise, but it has the top window like that, but the bottom window is just one. Instead of having
two squares, it's just one square.
It's just one.
Yeah.
Also, I think it's carrot Cambridge style is what it's, mm-hmm. at least for interior doors, where there's like two squares and then the top open.
Also,
this looks more modern to me.
There are doors, obviously, that are sort of tweeners, right? Where there's a base here, which allows, maybe there's a compromise there, a door where there's a thicker base on the bottom and three quarters window, and there's every...
Yeah.
Possibility, right? That
and my other question to you would you be, I know we can't require you to, but would you be willing to put some moldings around the garage door and the windows?
Yeah, I think it's something that we could, could probably make happen. I'd have to talk with my partner, but it was something that currently there's no casing, and I agree that it would, tie in nicely, because the front one just has the original square wood casing, so it would kind of blend it. It's something that we may end up doing either way, just for aesthetics.
It would make it much more compatible with the front building.
Yeah.
So just a question to, yeah.
I'm sorry, one question. We don't discuss materials. Are they wood doors, a garage end door, or what material choice?
These are just, the garage doors are just, it's not wood. It's just your standard remote garage door that you press the button and it rolls up, a roll-up garage door. So I think those are more
metal.
I think it's metal. It's definitely not wood.
And the other doors.
But they do have the wood grain look.
Yeah. Okay. And then the doors, are those going to be what, the kitchen door?
These are essentially going to be like exterior rated doors, so probably also like...
So paint grade, salt, or...
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just on this, just so we put this to bed, reasonably expeditiously, there's some people who want you to have this door, and some want you to have this door, and I want to put a motion together. What about the idea of something that's sort of in between? Does that seem like a reasonable idea? You get most of the light, but...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just trying to think of a way to bridge the gap here. Is that okay with...
Yeah.
Oh, is that okay with you?
I mean, whatever you're on board with, ultimately we're gonna follow. I think my preference, my personal opinion is that this one like ties well with the kitchen and the outside, and it's like,
okay.
It's.
And then through the chair, just a question through the chair to the applicant. Are you aware on the farthest one from me of an option where, is that possible? Where I don't know what to call the two little panels at the bottom, I'll just call them that there's two vertical panels. Mm-hmm. I think that what I'm hearing from the committee is one single square panel.
Right.
Is that something that you've seen available? Because what I don't want for the applicant is to be painted into a corner and then to have that available.
No, yeah, that is the one thing I like searched. I'm, searched a bunch of door websites, and that's where I landed on these. I think I'm sure they make them. It would just potentially be like a custom made door that would be a lot more expensive. All else equal, yeah, I wouldn't have a preference between one square versus two, but these are like very, you know, much more readily available and common and reasonable price versus going to get like a custom milled door or something that would fit that. Because I didn't see any. I would have submitted it if it was an option with just the square, at the bottom.
I'm going to make a bold. No, go ahead, Lee.
Yeah.
I was.
Thinking about it and looking at these both and visualizing them both with moldings around the doors themselves, I think you're probably right. You can't get the kind of look that I would like to see without going to a custom door. So I'm going to say that I would, if the molding goes around the doors, I think the full pane actually would be more consistent.
Okay, I'm going to be bold and I'm going to try to make a motion, if I can, that we, and then we'll discuss it and then we'll vote on it. Okay, my motion is that we allow the applicant to use these, his choices. I think at the end of the day, it's hard to come up with a perfect answer to this in the situation. It's an unusual situation. And given that what you've chosen seems reasonable to me, I want to defer to your choices so you get what you want. So my motion is that we, and we do, what else do we need? Is it just these two items really that we need so that we allow these, this door and this garage door?
And if you could.
The plain light garage door, and I don't know what you call this, the full light garage door. Yeah. That is my motion. Do I have a second?
I second it.
Okay, a second discussion, and then we'll vote on it.
Discussion would be that if you could get this door with the single panel at the bottom, that we would, that would be an option.
Okay, and Lee?
My alternative would be to, I don't know if we can require, so I'm...
No, I'm just saying if you can.
Not going to say require, but strongly encourage you to do the moldings.
Okay, so then let
me...
Right,
I
let
have
me,
a comment, too.
I believe, yep. Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that can be a part of the motion.
Okay. Then
it can
I
be a friendly amendment to the motion.
Yeah.
So we have a motion on that in a second to committee member Burnett and Quintana. If you can suggest a friendly amendment and the maker of the motion and the seconder of the motion can accept or reject that.
I'm fine. I guess we want to make it a prescription or a recommendation.
You can make that as a recommendation. That can be included in the motion.
Okay. So I'm fine with that. I can recommend that. If you're okay with that, I recommend adding the framing to the windows.
And the garage door.
And the garage door. And who seconded?
Seconded.
You seconded it before? Okay. Are you okay with who seconded the original?
Kalos.
Yeah.
You're good with that? Okay. All right. Good. I guess I'm going to, on the door, you know, again, I think the motion stands unless you want to change it. I just say we're going to recommend you do this. If you want to consider this option as well, I think that's okay to put in the motion as well. So
what about
that's
the
a complicated
double doors?
That's a complicated
that
motion.
Makes sense?
I think the double doors are not.
Okay.
You know, let's not make it more complicated. So that is my complex motion. Did you get that, Sean?
If I could summarize,
as amended,
just so
yes.
We sure we have it.
I would like you to do that.
Okay.
So, what we're going to vote on.
So the motion, including the friendly amendments, are for the garage door to go with the plain light garage door, so without grids, and the regular door to be the full light swing door, recommending that trim be added to the door and the garage door, and okay to go with the half light swing door, but prefer the square panel in place of the double vertical panel.
You said it better than I could have. All right,
sure.
any further discussion on the motion?
I have a comment, and this is going to throw a wrench in it, but how were you on having the double doors, the slider doors?
I wasn't as set on that because in the kitchen, it's a small kitchen,
mm-hmm.
So I think that it would, I'd have to look at the exact measurements, but I think in the kitchen it would,
but I meant
potentially
for the bedroom you were talking about.
For the bedroom, I mean, it would certainly be nice.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I landed on this was because this requires a, sorry, did you? This requires a, like putting in a new header and more money. And then where I kind of landed on was like, hey, this is still a 36-inch, you know,
mm-hmm.
worth of like window and door. And then this is like, you know, also 36-inch of, like, window and door that opens, and then just, like, 36-inch of, like, fixed window. Mm-hmm. You know, so it'd add more light, but then, you know, also take up more of the small bedroom. Mm-hmm. So that's why I thought it, you know, to keep it simple would be to keep the existing header and just take that window, cut it down to make it the door.
One more quick comment, Lee, and then I'd like to vote.
Yeah, I'm confused. So you would consider having two doors, one of them fixed and one of them functional, that were full?
Yeah, I would.
Rather than the slider?
Well, no, but I think having this full light door for the kitchen and the bedroom into the backyard just kind of matches. Doing a left-hand outswing with a right-hand outswing is kind of like aesthetically pleasing.
I think that's what we asked you, what you wanted, and that's what you said. So I'm going to actually call for a vote on the motion as aptly read by Sean when you were created.
Yes.
Steve, Susan?
Yes.
And yes, unanimous.
Great. Right.
And all right.
I will read the appeal.
Appeal rights. I knew that.
The decision of the committee can be appealed to Planning Commission by any interested person as defined by Town Code Section 2910.020 within 10 days and on forms available online with PSA. Final deadline is 4 p.m. on the 10th day.
Great. Thank you very, very much.
I just have a question. That's nothing to do with this at all.
I think I'm just going to adjourn the meeting first, if that's okay. Okay, I think that no further business, we will adjourn.
And my question is, currently there are 6 units on the property.
Yes.